Well, not the best night of rugby league last night. Our producer Rob's made his way to the studio. State of Origin, it's one of those things. If you love Queensland like Kev does, it was a good night. For the rest of us, not so much.
The most disappointing thing about this New South Wales loss is that, not that they lost last night, that is disappointing, but knowing that the way they performed in Game 2, that they had the chance to wrap it up, that's what stings so much. But as a rugby league supporter, it's hard not to be impressed by the way that Queensland have managed to come back from all their adversity, the injuries, all the criticism they had, and they found a way to win. So we're looking at one of the greatest teams in rugby league history at the moment, so we shouldn't diminish what happened. It's disappointing, but full credit to Queensland.
Yeah, we should. It's Queensland. We don't give them any more than they need. Kev will do that after four. Look, a big weekend of NRL games, of course, being Origin week, the end of that, not a full round. Warriors and Panthers with a very special game on the weekend.
Well, one of my favourite ever players of all time, he's announced he's moving over to England to play with Southend, Manu Vatavai. The Warriors, their leading try scorer, the New Zealand-born player who scored the most tries in Premiership history, dubbed the Beast, fantastic player. They're playing Penrith. They've renamed the stadium in his honour on Friday night. So on the back of that, I'm going for the Warriors to get up by a point against the Panthers.
That's pretty huge when you get a stadium named after you and you're going for them by 1 point. Okay. Raiders and Dragons are up.
Well, the Raiders and the Dragons, they have had this feud for about the past decade where the Dragons have struggled to win in Canberra. There was a period there where it was about a decade. They just could not win at all. They'd kick a field goal and then the Raiders had somehow managed to find a way to score. And even though the Raiders are coming off of a couple of game losses, I just think that the Raiders, they're going to bounce back and get a win on Friday night.
Well, the Knights, who had a rough weekend last weekend.
It was 75 minutes, really enjoyable in that last five, is best not to be spoken about.
Fair enough. Taking on the Broncos, there's something I wasn't aware of until you pointed out to me, that it's 30 seasons in the NRL for both clubs.
Both clubs came in 1988. Brisbane had a bit more success than the Knights in that
just
time.
Just a little.
My way about that is, but the Knights have 100% record in grand finals. It should be a good game. I'm expecting I don't quite know what I'll expect from the Knights here. The disappointment of last week, how that's going to follow through, but I think the strength of Brisbane might just be a bit too strong.
Gold Coast and the Sharks?
Well, this is going to be an interesting one because you have quite a number of players from both sides backing up from last night, but I think Cronulla just a bit too classy on the Gold Coast.
We've got Manly and the Tigers.
Well, Manly will be very disappointed in how they performed against Penrith last week. Tigers coming off a big win against the Knights, but I think it's a big step up in quality between Newcastle and Manly. So at Lotto Land, the Seagulls to get the win.
And the final game, we've got the Rabbits and the Cowboys.
Yeah, South travelling back up to Cairns once again to take on the Cowboys. So nice tropical conditions. The Cowboys very impressive without Jonathan Thurston. They look to have settled their halves combination with Michael Morgan and Tamari Martin coming up to the Cowboys. Up in North Queensland, that South, they were good 2 weeks ago against Penrith. They would have been very disappointed with how they went against the Roosters, and I think that disappointment the Cowboys will capitalise on and they'll get the 2 points.
Well, that's the weekend's games. Of course, it'll be interesting to see where we're all sitting on the NRL ladder, or as far as the tipping comp at 2NURFM.com goes next week. You've got a bit of catching up to do yourself.
Yeah, I've got a couple of big. We'll check in next week.
We'll have a look at that next week. Get your tips in to 2NURFM.com. It's the tipping comp at 18 to midday at 2NURFM 103.7.